This is the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup presented to you by High Five Tom and in conjunction with VFTR 2.0, all part of the amazing family of...
Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
One. All right, what up, High Fivers? What up, High Flyers? It's your boy, High Five Tom. And since that time of the month again, I've got my very good friend here, Mr. Tommy Trainwreck. Tommy, how are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing good, dude. I am back once again. Yep. Like a boom phase, I guess, once a month. I don't know. I was trying to think of an analogy, but I shitted it up. What's up?
Yeah, all right. So, I mean, I do enjoy my moon phases. So, yeah, I mean, Yeah, even though we did have an eclipse today. Did you get a chance to see the eclipse?
I did not see the eclipse, but did you get to make your blood sacrifice to the moon gods? You good?
Maybe, maybe not. You know, we'll...
All right, undisclosed.
Yeah, we'll see if it was sufficient or not, so... Yeah. But we've got some more wrestling from We Love Wrestling, Volume 5.
Yes, 5. Do you believe that, man? Yeah. 5. Yeah, so this Saturday, April 13th, we are coming into our 5th installment, and it's the Open Weight 8 tournament, which great is, what'd you say?
Great name, by the way.
Oh, thanks, dude. Thanks. I was trying to come up with something that was clever. I was thinking, like, what's the name of the ECPW show that is every year? The Super 8 tournament?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, right? Yeah. Trying to think of something in that vein. I was like, what would be something that we can do every year? And the Open Weight 8 is an interesting concept because, you know what I mean? You've got big guys, high flyers. Hey, it doesn't say it's up to men. It could be intergender, interspecies. Who knows? Sky's the limit going forward. You never know.
Yeah, for sure. So,
but yeah, man, looking forward to it. We got a one-night tournament, 8 contestants, 4 singles matches. Winners from the singles matches advance into a fatal 4-way ladder match. And the winner receives the instant opportunity briefcase, which guarantees a pure hot championship match at any time or any place. Basically, the instant opportunity briefcase is WLW's version of Money in the Bank. So if you watch WrestleMania, you saw Damian Priest cash in his Money in the Bank briefcase and become a world champion. So we are hoping to recreate some of that magic here in WLW and giving 8 guys an opportunity to rocket right to the top of this company. So should be an interesting one, to say the least. We got a couple debuts, a couple returns, you know?
Yeah. It's I mean, listen, you are all over the place, you know, on this card here. So what's the first matchup you got for us?
I'm gonna go with the one that I'm most excited for. Not necessarily will be the first out of the tournament matches, but for me personally, I'm definitely going to sit down and watch CJ Cole versus Dex Royal. That is probably, on paper, my opinion, the match that stands out the most. Do you know, are you familiar with Dex at all?
A little bit. I've heard the name, so yeah.
Okay, so Dex Royal is a guy who's really making a name for himself in the Ohio wrestling scene. He wrestles for AIW, Absolute Intense Wrestling. He's definitely making some waves out that way. He's had a couple clips go viral. He's known for doing a shooting star press. So that's one of the tricks in Dex Royal's sleeve. So anybody who has the balls to pull off a shooting star press obviously is quite the high flyer.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. And across from him is CJ Cole, who Wisconsin knows them well. Well, all the Midwest is starting to know. I don't know if you noticed, but our boy CJ is getting he's spreading his wings and he's getting out there, dude. I love to see it. Yep. Seeing him in Indiana, downstate Michigan. But yeah, CJ's known to do a little bit of high flying himself. So I think both these guys are similar in stature, have similar wrestling styles, you know? So it'll be interesting to see how they mesh, I think.
Yeah, obviously we're a huge fan of CJ. I mean, that Apex athlete, that's not just a joke. I mean, it's true. Kids making talent.
More than a moniker, dude.
Yeah. So
more than a moniker, I agree.
Yeah, so they are definitely, you're going to want to hold on to your hats for this one.
Oh, yes, dude. And that's just one of 4 opening round matches. Besides that, we have myself taking on newcomer Aaron Ashura, who made his debut at New Year's Resolution. And it was in the 4-way scramble, I believe. And he actually won the fans over quite a bit. I was surprised. Not that I was surprised, because I know Aaron's a good kid, and I know that he's a tremendous wrestler. He's coming out of the House of Truth School in downstate Michigan. So Truth Martini has been pumping out probably some of the best talent in the Midwest consistently for the past, I don't know, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
That name definitely speaks for itself. If you train at that school, you know the deal. So Aaron's definitely on the rise. He's another one who's starting to spread his wings, get out there. I believe he just did shows in Pennsylvania and Georgia. Yeah, you know what I mean? Definitely spreading his wings. So he's somebody to keep an eye on. I'm certainly not overlooking him. Granted, he's 150 pounds lighter than I am, but Aaron can definitely move. He definitely has the speed and the agility, but he also brings a little bit of a striking element to his game as well. He's pretty rounded as a competitor. I don't think he relies too heavily on just the high-flying stuff. You've seen him bust out some strikes and things like that as well. So definitely going to be interesting to see how that goes. But
yeah, I saw that.
I wouldn't be working the work if I didn't tell you that I was going to go over brother, you know?
Yeah. And like I said, I'm kind of bummed, yeah, because we actually, not to break down the fourth wall, but we sat with his family at that show. And I didn't know he had trained at the House of Truth. So I'll have to talk to him about that a little bit. So
yeah, man. I love to see stuff like that, man. And to break down that fuck the fourth wall. Fourth wall has been, it's been kicked, dude. Trump never built it, you know? Yeah. redact that. Yeah, man. He drove all the way down from Detroit. So it's about an 8-hour drive. He came with his mom, his sister. You know what I mean? It's cool to see somebody still so early in their pro wrestling journey that this was his first time coming to Wisconsin. So his mom wanted to come along for the trip, dude. You know what I mean? And that type of wholesome shit is why I love wrestling, dude. Like, it's more than just a booking for him. You know what I mean? That was a bonding experience. Like, you got to take a family trip down to Wisconsin. You know what I mean? Get to perform in front of his mom and stuff. I love to be able to make stuff like that happen, dude.
Yeah. Very cool. You know, and not to be this guy, but Detroit's a little different than Pembine.
Yeah. Just a smidge different.
So it was a good time hanging with the family. So they were sitting behind us, so we were kind of helping them, you know, get a room and everything for the night. So they were kind of not really quite aware where they were. So
oh yeah, they're definitely a little culture shock when you get to Pembine, you know.
Yeah. So yeah, that's gonna be. I mean, obviously, compared to the first matchup, that is pretty much the epitome of clash of styles. Obviously, so
yeah, opposite styles for sure. I'm more known for the power and striking. He's more known for his high flying. Obviously, I got the weight advantage and the size advantage. It's not that he's a small guy or anything, but I'm just a large gentleman, so yeah. I check those boxes. It's definitely will be a David versus Goliath type of battle, you know. So, but like that's what the open weight eight is about. It's meant to be a clash. You know what I mean? It can pit a high flyer against super heavyweight, or you know what I mean? Anything like that. That was the whole premise of going into this. That the open weight eight was supposed to be like a true representation of all the styles.
Yeah, and really the beauty of wrestling today, you know, it's not like it was 30 years ago. Like, I mean, 30 years ago, you know, kid his size wouldn't stand a chance whatsoever. You know,
no, he would have been, yeah, he would have never got a chance to even get his foot in the door, because they would have judged him by his size and not realizing that somebody like Aaron has the heart for this business. Not a lot of guys less than 2 years in this business are making 12-hour drives to Georgia and 8-hour drives to Pennsylvania and 8-hour drives to Wisconsin. You know what I mean? And that's a testament of where he trains, I think, because not a lot of people nowadays want to be more than a 50-mile vet. A lot of people are happy being, oh, I'm booked. Being booked is fine, in my opinion. If you're booked, good for you. I'm glad that you're booked. But you should be booked outside of your home state. I think getting bookings outside of your home state is the most beneficial thing you can do as a wrestler, because you're going to learn how different territories work. You're going to learn how different companies work. Work with new talent that you wouldn't get to work with other places, you know?
Yeah.
Got to spread those wings, man. That's why I'm so, like I said before, proud of CJ, dude. Like, love to see guys like that taking the initiative and making the drives and putting in the work and going to companies that are 5-6 hours away and just going and showing up and saying, hey, I'm so-and-so and I'm here. That means, like, so much, man.
Yeah, I mean, so sometimes you stay local and then you just stay local and you're all going to learn what you learn in your spot. So, I mean, you know, wrestling, like in life, you should always be learning. Always.
Complacency kills. Complacency kills, dude. I couldn't agree more, you know? So it's cool to be able to bring Aaron into this area. And we'll be bringing probably some more guys from that downstate Detroit area going forward. I've been in talks with, you know who Chase Burnett is? Uncle Chase.
I don't actually.
No, you're not familiar. So no. Chase Burnett is, he used to be in Team Beyond back in the day. This is how I know him. He used to team with Zane Silver and Beyond Wrestling. He also wrestled in Evolve Wrestling. He was like Gabe Skolski guy back in the day, like early Evolve, like 1 through like 16, he was around. He's had a couple backyard wrestling clips go viral. He's known for being a very, very innovative wrestler. Now that he's aged a little bit, his gimmick is Uncle Chase Burnett. So he comes out with the cane like he's an old man, but he'll still do all these high-flying, crazy flips and arm drags and cool stuff like that. So he's definitely somebody that we've had our eye on that is a friend of Aaron. So hopefully we'll get to see him come down at some point, you know?
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
Let's continue with this card, man. Speaking of different styles, so this next matchup is definitely more ground-based, technical-based. We got Zach Hendricks taking on Jarrett Jax. So another, like, two more guys that are staples to Wisconsin wrestling for different reasons. And I have a soft spot for both of these guys because Zach and Jarrett are both considered, quote-unquote, tag team guys. They're most known for their tag team antics. Zach Hendrick being one half of Country Air, Jarrett Jax being one half of Mar Jax, or they have too many names. We're just going to call them Mar Jax.
We'll stick with Mar Jax for now.
Yeah, Milwaukee Vice, right? That's another one. I know. Yeah, so this will be an interesting match between two veterans of the Wisconsin scene. Zach Hendricks, since the unfortunate injury of Doc, he has really taken this with stride and hasn't sat there and like died by any means. He's taken this and he's made himself a better competitor because of it. He was able to capture the ICW World Championship, you know what I mean, because of an unfortunate situation. I'm sure Zach doesn't want to see Doc sitting at home with a torn ACL, but my man still got up and did the work and made the best of that opportunity. He's been able to capture singles championship. So it's cool to give Zach a singles opportunity here in WLW because he can go from, you know what I mean, opening the show and being in the scramble to being the champion overnight if you win the open weight eight. Same with Jarrett Jax, man. He's never wrestled for WLW. This will be his debut. And he's another guy that also won a heavyweight title this year. He was the UPW Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. Oh. He won that from Silas Young this past summer. So he's another guy that is, quote unquote, a tag team guy, but has also been known to get it done when he's given the opportunity to do so. So I feel like Zach or Jarrett Jax, either one of those guys can be the dark horse to win this thing. You know what I mean? One of those guys that not a lot of people is betting on, but like somebody like Zach is so well-rounded. He has submissions. He'll do strikes. He can do suplexes. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what style of wrestling comes to. Zach is like, he's like a Ditto Pokemon. He can just change his form depending on who he's working with. I'm a big fan of his work. And same with Jarrett. Even though he's super duper arrogant and loves to run his mouth, he can absolutely get it done. And he's seemingly ageless. I was looking for promo pictures to little backlog. I was looking for promo pictures of Jarrett to put on the graphics. And I was going through his Facebook page looking for promo pictures. And I went back. I didn't even realize I was back 10 years. And I'm looking at pictures of Jarrett, and it looks like the same guy I talked to last week. Unbelievable. I wish I had a quarter of his genes.
Yeah, and like I said, obviously I love my wife and I do enjoy the ladies in general, but simple fact is I don't think Jarrett's had a carb in about 15 years.
Yeah, man. Fucking just absolutely shredded, dude. The great Parmesan on those abs, dude. Unreal.
Yeah, for sure. And deceptively strong. Like, don't get it twisted. Jarrett's fucking wicked strong, too.
And technically sound. You know what I mean? He's not necessarily like praised for his technical acumen, but I've been watching him lately at ICW, and he definitely is very, very smooth in the ring.
Yeah, sometimes
underrated.
Sometimes the gimmick can be a little, I don't want to say overpowering, but it's deceptive, and he plans it that way. And next thing you know, you're twisted up in a fucking pretzel.
Absolutely, man.
And he's laughing his ass off at you. So
I don't know if that will be the most beneficial when it comes to being in the ladder match, but to getting through Zach Hendricks, that's definitely something that'll give him an edge up for sure, man.
Yeah. And if anyone listening to the show obviously knows, I'm a, you know, Zach and I are personal friends. I'm a huge fan, but I do want to, you know, and I shouldn't put over other podcasts, but it's my podcast. I do whatever the fuck I want. But speaking of Doc, so I mean, Zach and Doc do their month or weekly Take It Home podcast, which you can hear on YouTube. So you can kind of keep posted on Doc's progression. So,
Yeah, man, I honestly, one of the, this is a shoot too. One of the first five people I reached out to about a booking when WOW was first starting was Zach and Doc. They were the first tag team that I reached out to because they are the epitome of tag team wrestling in the Midwest, in my opinion. Nobody else plays the role as well as they do. They have 10 sets of matching gear. Every time I see those guys, they got something new on. You know what I mean? And they work as a team. That's a big thing to me as being a former tag team guy. A lot of tag team wrestlers will focus on their getting their own shit in as opposed to getting the team's shit in. And I think that Country Air is very much a representation of a team. You know what I mean?
And students of the game. Like I said, I've been fortunate. You know, I've done a couple car rides with those guys. Actually, we did a watch along. We did a watch along about the American Wolves versus Kenny Omega and Brian Daniel. No, it was Danielson and Tyler Black. And just watching, listen to those two kind of break down the match and everything was, you know, was awesome. So.
I love the American Wolves. That was one of the team that I was very high on my list.
Yeah. So and well actually I the American Wolves will well at least one half will come up later in this conversation as we go into the main event as part of my personal history in wrestling.
Yes,
But
sir.
we
So
yeah. I'm
we
sorry,
got
go.
one more match, right? Just
Yep.
one. I think we talked about three. We got one. We got one more first round match, and I don't know if either one of these guys are going to have very many fans in the building, but we got short and sweet Bobby V taking on Percy Drews.
Yeah.
Apparently Percy Drews is not a stranger to the Wisconsin wrestling scene. I personally only saw him because I like to scout talent and I was looking up some Destination Six in Indiana, and I saw some Percy Drew and I was like, wow, that kid looks like a total prick and he can work, huh? I can't say that there's anybody else I've seen that has a more punchable face than Percy Drews, but goddamn,
And it gets
what a
it.
shit. I mean that in the best way possible, though. You know what I mean? Like,
And
Jesus.
it gets more punchable when he opens his mouth too.
Yeah, man. Oh, I know, but I that was how I became knowledgeable about Percy Drews. And after doing some more research about him, I found out that he's been in ICW and he's been around the Wisconsin scene quite a bit. So I guess I'm sure Bobby V and Percy have been in similar circles at some point. I don't know if this is the first time matchup, but I think it's one of those contests that if they can both stop running their mouths for like 2 minutes,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? We'll be able to get a decent contest out of them at least.
No, this is, I mean, it's tough. There's so many good fucking matchups, and I'm really, I mean, we haven't seen Percy in a while. He and
That
Fort.
when I talked to him, that's what he told me. He said he hasn't been to Wisconsin in a while. So I was like, oh man, interesting.
So it was the day before Full Gear 2021. He not to put out his personal, but he put this on the internet, but he actually got in a car accident coming out of Fourth Wall in Milwaukee, like right out of the venue.
Oh man.
I mean, he was fine and everything, but told his car, but we haven't seen him since. So I'm fucking excited. Oh, I take that back. He's been, no, it was actually, he's done a couple spots at All Heel Wrestling down in Illinois.
Okay.
But
So almost Wisconsin, because they run right on the border there. Like
yeah.
that's like Illinois, Wisconsin.
Like,
Yeah.
yeah, I could piss on, you know, I could piss on the venue from the Wisconsin state border. So not that I would piss on anything in Illinois, but hypothetically speaking, but,
Hypothetically speaking, of course.
yeah, but I mean, two guys. Listen, yeah, like Jared, two guys that can run their mouth, but they can both fucking go. Obviously,
Yeah, absolutely. And Percy Drews has been known to have a manager from time to time. I don't know if he will be joined by his manager or not, but that is also something that could play into effect going into their matchup. Because if you have somebody else to watch your back, that is always a benefit. You know, Bobby V has 1-800-Sexy has had his back, but they have been conspicuous by their absence as of late, we'll say. So I think Bobby V might have painted himself onto an island of himself. Seems to be that he doesn't have a whole lot of friends around here, but he
yeah.
seems to be winning matches, so I guess we have no choice but to keep booking him, huh?
Yeah, it's I mean he puts butts in seats, and just if those butts are trying to yell at him and beat him up in the parking lot, you know, it is what it
Hey,
is.
so be it. So be it, right? Yeah,
Yeah.
so that's our four first round matches, man. I think we got a pretty decent lineup of guys. We've got people coming from all over the place, too, if you really look at, you know what I mean? We've got representation of Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin. Yeah. Got some pretty good representation going on in this tournament. And I think that they're just the first round matches alone are a nice blend. But then if you think about the possibilities of that four-way ladder match at the end, that could be pretty crazy, man. You know, Dex Royal's been known to do a shooting star press. You throw ladders in the mix. Who's to say that that shooting star press won't be that much more spectacular, you know? So I'm just going to throw this out there. Spoiler alert. We have a fuck ton of ladders. We have like 8 ladders.
Oh.
And like 3 tables and some scaffolding. But so this open weight 8 invitational ladder match is going to be a little bit insane, to say the least. We're taking advantage of the NSRCC's high ceilings, and we're busting out some staging, and we're gonna put it next to the ring and let the magic ensue and see what happens, man. So after watching WrestleMania, I was like, few companies can rival WWE on production level, especially when it comes to things like having props like ladders and tables and things like that. And I was like pretty confident. I was like, we're gonna have a pretty sweet setup this Saturday. We're gonna set up 8 ladders and 3 tables. That's quite the smorgasbord of plunder. I almost said the deathmatch word, but yeah, we'll go with plunder, dude. So very, very excited. There's a lot of elements that can go into that, man. You know, and it's like for me personally, like I could be in this ladder match. I'm not the biggest fan of heights after my rendezvous with heights, but I've been known to get down with the get down as far as hardcore matches go. So do I have an advantage? I mean, some would say yes, some would say no. Or somebody like a CJ Cole, who is fearless and has no fear of heights or coming off the top rope, does he have an advantage or is he going to crash and burn? It's one of those things that's like with the 4 people in the ladder match, you never want to get too comfortable because you always got to have your head on a swivel because there's always somebody else who's going to be right there to take your place if you mess up. Yeah. I think it adds a little bit of an interesting element. It takes the WWE classic scramble match and ups it a notch when you add ladders and tables. Yeah. Chairs of mine.
Yeah. The soon to be world famous MLW scramble match. So yeah, I'm really excited. When you announced this, I was really, I mean, the card stacked. I mean, some of my personal favorites, like I say, it's great to see Percy Drew back in Wisconsin, you know. It's I don't know who I'm gonna root for in that match, but Tommy, we kind of
there's more.
Say.
You order right now, and there's one more. There's one more match. Now, very, very, very excited. We have the reigning, defending WOW Pure Heart champion, Ice Pick Vic Capri. He'll be defending the championship against none other than former Ring of Honor New Japan star Michael Elgin. And needless to say, I am pumped about this one. I don't want to break down the fourth wall too much about this. We've kayfabe's dead. It's buried. We picked its bones and like made necklaces with it and shit. But Michael Elgin versus Vic Capri, when we announced this match, this probably did the biggest numbers on our social media reach by far. Like huge, huge, like over 2,000 reach on just the one announcement of Michael Elgin versus Vic Capri. So we've had a lot of positive feedback about this matchup. I think fans are excited to see two veterans of the sport.
Yeah,
two guys who are known to be absolute pros in the ring. Vic Capri seems to have had a little bit of change of heart about how he feels about WOW and how he feels about Pembine. Maybe we could say his true colors finally showed or whatever. But I think that Big Mike has a great chance of taking the title off of Vic. Not to take anything away from Vic, because obviously Vic is a Yes, he is a guy who is the world. He holds it. Yeah. No, he's a competitor that has traveled the world. He's won championships everywhere he's gone. His reputation supersedes him. So, like, I'm not taking anything away from Vic, but Michael Elgin, on the other hand, is also one of those talents that has done things that nobody else has done. We're talking about winning the New Japan Pro Wrestling Openweight Championship. He was the Trio Championship? I forgot the name of that one. He was, the New Japan like strong six man champion. He is former PWG world champion, former Ring of Honor world champion. This is a guy who's held the title, the top title in almost every single company he's gone into, and not only held it, but held it dominantly. I'd go as far as to say that his run in ROH as the ROH world champion is probably one of my favorite runs anybody's had on top, with the exception of like the Briscoe brother run where Jay was feuding with Eddie Edwards and they kept bouncing back and forth between them. And then Davey Richards got in the mix. That was a fun time in Ring of Honor too. But Michael Elgin is on that. He's on that list of guys that is like, we're talking about elite talent. You know what I mean? We're not talking about like just your everyday worker here. We're talking about somebody who was literally wrestling on almost every continent. You know what I mean? Well, been on TV, done the things that many say Vic should have done.
Yeah.
So maybe Vic goes into this match with that type of chip on his shoulder. I don't know. But on paper, man, this is one of those matches that looks like a classic to me, man.
It's gonna be hard hitting. And it's you mentioned obviously former Ring of Honor and not to put myself over, but once again, unless it's my podcast, I do whatever the fuck I want. But yeah, we are currently watching Michael Elgin as he rises to, you know, to that Ring of Honor World Championship in Ring of Honor Revelry. But he's also a former AAW World Champion.
Yes.
One of the matches that, you know, listen, I mean, that's his style and like timing for both of us, you know, is, you know, he's one of those guys that we grew up. I mean, I just getting into indie wrestling, but him and Davey Richards at AAW was one of those matches. I'm like, wow, this is my kind of wrestling. And he had a
great wrestling.
Yeah, with Silas Young, speaking in Wisconsin. That really elevated the AAW title. So, yeah, like you said, he's been top dog wherever he's gone. And a special athlete. That's the bottom line. And, yes.
Yeah, man. Freak athlete. And strength.
Name it. He's country strong. I mean, that's the best. I mean, it's like you see this guy do things. You're like, what the – and I'm a big Jeff Cobb fan. You know, I love Jeff Cobb. So that's probably my second favorite wrestler. But Michael Elgin just does things. You're like, what the fuck is that guy doing? So I was very excited about this. You know, hopefully I just get to give him a high five and talk to him for a couple minutes. Chat it up a little Ring of Honor and everything. But yeah, I was very excited for you.
I mean, who knows if he wins the Pure Heart Championship, maybe we'll be having conversations with Big Mike every month.
Yeah.
You never know, man. You never know. See, I'll share a little personal Elgin story. So I met Elgin back in Beyond Wrestling in 2014. He came in to the second Beyond Wrestling show we ran at FET Music. So our very first show was a success. So the second one, they were trying to throw everything at the wall. And Michael Elgin was one of the biggest names on the scene at that time. He came in and he wrestled JT Dunn. And they were the first match on that show. And I just remember sitting ringside and watching that match and just realizing that there's levels to this game. And Michael Elgin was at least 3 or 4 levels above me at that point, because they just put on an absolute clinic. And it's one of those things that's no wasted movement. Everything means something. He's one of those guys that if you pay attention to the little things, he has so many nuances to his matches and little wrinkles that tell such a unique story that is missed by most people. And I think that's a testament to his, how he feels about Japanese wrestling. It's very much strong style based, strikes, suplexes, and heavy, heavy storytelling. And I think that creatively, he's probably one of the best to do this, man.
Yeah, it's I'm very excited. It's somebody very, you know, important in my, as I got back into wrestling. So, yeah, I mean, we talked about it on air, talked about it off air. So this could be a fucking main event. And, you know, with that briefcase, you know, I mean.
Yeah, who knows? We could have a cash in that night. You never know, man.
Yeah,
we could. Anything's possible.
We could have 3 champions in one night. So, yeah, very excited. Yeah, this is going to be a good time. So this is going to be awesome. You know, it's going
to
be a good time.
Yeah, man, I appreciate your support. Anybody who listens to this, we appreciate you guys for listening, man. WOW, this is our 5th show. And if you would have told me when we first started this that I was going to be having main events like Vic Capri versus Michael Elgin, I don't know if I would have believed you, man. And none of this would be possible without the support of our fans. So everybody who buys a ticket, who comes and cheers who they like and boos who they hate, we wouldn't do this without you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And look forward to continuing to try to bring you the best wrestling possible.
Yeah,
that's the goal, right? We all love wrestling. I know we do. Michael Cole said it last night, and I was like, I'm gonna copyright it. He ended WrestleMania with saying, "I love professional wrestling." You know what? We all do, man. And especially like after weekends like that, like after watching WrestleMania, how can you not be pumped for wrestling? Like wrestling's on such an upswing. I know for a fact all of our guys on the roster are ready to come this weekend and absolutely kill it, because everybody is feeling the mojo and feeling the juices that wrestling's on an upswing, and this is like time to strike while the iron's hot. And I think WWE has a great opportunity to do that here in the Northwoods. And it all starts this Saturday night at the Openweight 8. And as you know, I'm sure you'll plug all this stuff at the bottom, but we got our tickets on sale at Eventbrite.
Yep.
As always. Can I drop a little we announced today that we are going to be making a debut at a new venue called Equity Hall Bar and Grill in Pound, Wisconsin. And they are known for being a music hall. So we are looking to go back to my Beyond Wrestling roots and go for some standing room only adult-esque pro wrestling. There will be booze. There will be swearing. There will be violence. And WLW will be a little bit more of what I vision WLW should be, and have a little bit more of each flavor of pro wrestling, including that element that I'm known for.
Well,
so, spoiler alert, we're going to get a little crazy when we go to Equity Hall Bar and Grill.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, can you get any more Wisconsin than a town called Pound? I mean,
Pound, Wisconsin. Come on, you can't make this stuff up, dude.
You know, that's just how we roll. So I'm very excited. Listen, yeah, it's going to be a great time. But listen, like Tommy said, make sure you smash the links in the show notes here. If you can't make it live, shows do go up on YouTube within a day or two.
They sure do.
Yeah, Curtis, and shout out to both Chris and Curtis for getting that shit out there really quick.
Absolutely, dude. We have such a great production team. We wouldn't be able to get that stuff done nearly as fast as we would if it wasn't for those two. And they made us look real good. So appreciate you for giving them a shout, Tom.
Yeah, of course. And like I said, and not to put myself over again, but I will be in the building, you know, so if you see
sure
me,
will.
Give me a high five. You know, there are no adult beverages at the show, but maybe next time, you know, if you see me, I'll get you an adult beverage of your choice. So, or if you want ginger ale, I'll do whatever the fuck you want. So I'm not that way. So
just beverages.
Yeah.
I'm just a beverage given type of guy. Don't you worry.
Yep. So
you thirsty, Tom's got you. Yeah. All right.
I'm from Wisconsin. I've bartended for 20 years. So I definitely, you know, handed out my fair share of beverages in my day. So, but yeah,
Tommy,
this is awesome, dude. I'm excited for it. I'm happy for you. It's good to be back. It'll be good to see you in person here.
Yes, dude. Looking forward to it. And hopefully the show lives up to your standards, my man. Because when High Five Tom says something's good, you know it's good, because he watches too much wrestling to tell you if it was bad, if it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Right, Tom?
Yeah. And anything else? Oh, listen, you guys got a radio commercial. Can we hear that outside of the area?
Yes, you can. The radio ad is on Fog Country 103, and it's playing through Shawano, Green Bay, Wasaki, Marionette County. Yeah, if you listen to Fog Country 103, you will definitely hear the ad. Cool. It's playing approximately 6 times a day for the next 10 days leading up. Well, it was 10 days leading up to the show. So it'll play 6 times a day until the day of the show. So,
oh, no shit. Nice.
If you listen to the radio, you probably heard it and probably sick of it by now, but buy those tickets, you know?
That's awesome. All right, dude. I appreciate it, my friend. I'll see you on Saturday.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you.
Later, dude.
This has been a Visionaries Global Media production. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.